So in that setting, I think what we need to do is discover maybe new drugs that are active in that setting. So I think this is where investigating alkylating nucleoside analogs like bendamustine would be worthwhile. There's also a liposomal vincristine preparation that could be less neurotoxic and more active because you're not dose limited by a flat dose of 2 milligrams, which dose limits because of the neurotoxicity. So we're going to start looking at some of those new agents in the setting of ALL. Another thing which is coming in ALL, which I think is very relevant, is the development of dual monoclonal antibodies against certain highly expressed cluster designation types. So we're going to work now on a monoclonal antibody directed against CD19 and 22. CD22 is expressed in 80% of patients with ALL. And we're going to bind that dual monoclonal antibody to toxins like diphtheria toxins or Pseudomonas toxins to try to see if they are effective but also reasonably tolerated. There have been several monoclonal antibodies. One of them is the CD22, but the studies have not moved along. And what we decided at our institution is to invest more research efforts into this dual monoclonal antibody, which is bound to the toxin. This is developed by a researcher in Minneapolis, and Dr. Art Frankel has done collaborative work. I wish I knew the name of the researcher because he's going to be upset if I don't mention his name. But those two investigators have developed several of those monoclonal antibodies linked to toxins, and this is my first collaboration with them, and I'm very excited about this new dual monoclonal antibody bound to the toxin. We're going to start the studies hopefully in about 2 to 3 months.